Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian. Oh, sorry, Captain. Try that again.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
And coming up, Captain Kickass, since we're talking about driving-related stuff here tonight, you've got a story about the Chevy Volt, which is an electronic car that is apparently subject to being hacked. And we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Coming up here, we'll get into it. But we've been talking about Uber and Lyft, Postmates, which apparently delivers food, these various different driving-related gig economy companies that are under attack big time out in California. Multiple lawsuits having been brought against them by a bunch of whiny drivers who, you know, are a very small minority, right? Like, these are the loudmouth minority. Most of these drivers are going out there, they're working, they're getting paid, they're taking people around, and they're obviously happy with it because they keep doing it. But then there's a handful, a few dozen, who've said, well, we want to be getting benefits. We want to be able to log into the app whenever we feel like it and also get bennies.
Everybody wants more things for what they do. You know, the guy, the plumber who comes to your house and says that he's going to work at $60 an hour, he would like to get $160 an hour.
Sure.
It's just the market won't bear it.
There's competition out there.
And, you know, I mean, it's quite possible. It's just speculation, wild conspiracy theory. Quite possible these aren't even really drivers. They're just labor activists that went and got a job. Anybody
right.
can do it.
Or just downloaded the app, right?
Well, they downloaded the app, and maybe they went on a few rides.
That way they had standing
right.
to sue.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you know, there's no way to tell.
Well, it's either that or it could be that, you know, this is the less educated segment of the Uber driving population.
Well,
or, you know,
people
or
who are economically illiterate are right. Are not hard to find.
Right. And so, like, or inexperienced, right? They've never had a contracting job. Maybe they previously had, you know, a job where there was a minimum wage or, you know, an hourly rate and that kind of thing. And now they're trying Uber to see what it's like. And
most people
totally
I know on
different.
Uber are making above minimum wage.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah, the people who I've known, who we've talked to, talked on the air with, they're happy. They're happy with what they're making, even after they factor in car repairs and the things that you can't yeah. really easily, you know, consider when you first start.
Insurance would be what would disturb me.
Well, they give you some level of insurance, I think, through the app,
okay.
basically. As long as you have a fare, you're covered by their insurance.
Okay.
But if you're just driving on your own, even though you're logged in, if you
right.
get an accident before you pick up somebody, that won't cover.
Okay.
Although, interestingly enough, when I got a car after relocating to Keene here in New Hampshire, you know, I got insurance on it, right? Because I know you don't have to here in New Hampshire.
That's correct.
There's not
a
law
of course,
but, you know, it's my car. I'm going to insure it, right? But they did ask, like, are you going to be doing any Uber or Lyft type of activities when
That's
I got insurance?
Right. Yeah, they don't. They do charge you more for that, don't they?
Yeah, I think there's a fee if you're, you know, an additional pay up or buy up if you're going to be Ubering.
Right, because if they find out that you were Ubering when the accident happened, they may not cover you.
Right. I'm assuming something happened at some point.
I'm sure.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed. So here's more of the story again. How Uber, Lyft, Postmates, these other companies are not going along with this new law. California passes a new law, says, all right, well, we are going to apply these new set of standards to determine what is a contractor and what is an employee. And Uber and Lyft are basically saying, all right, well, we don't think that we qualify.
Yeah, so first, what are this? This is the list now? Okay.
They're going to get into it here. Companies are negotiating with lawmakers first up to create and negotiating with labor unions to create an alternate class of worker, basically a contractor with added benefits. Earlier this week, Uber and Postmates filed a lawsuit in federal court challenging California's new law. Then there's a new clear-up.
California's really never liked this federal government arrangement anyway. How come we have to follow all this stuff?
Well, they should leave. They should secede.
They should be able to.
So should we. Then there's the nuclear option. Gig companies have sunk more than $100 million into a ballot measure to exempt them from the requirement that they're hoping to put before voters this November. Drivers on all sides of the debate have weighed in. A group called Gig Workers Rising has mobilized drivers to demand better wages and the opportunity to collectively bargain. This group lobbied the lawmakers to pass AB 5, but others say they fear losing the flexibility that comes with setting their own hours as a contractor. Alfonso Martinez says, quote, "With this job, I have the freedom to work when I have time."
Right.
He drives for Uber in the Sacramento area, says it allows him to balance the demands of being a father to school-age children who have special needs. Industries such as trucking, journalism, and those involved in the gig economy are pushing back by filing suit in federal court. But some companies
also
are,
people who have a difficult time getting employment for whatever reason can do quite well with Uber and Lyft driving. I mean, you know, they just care how well you drive and how well you treat the customers and how your rating comes back. But you know, there's people, immigrants, for instance, lots of immigrants driving for Uber and Lyft. I don't know what all their arrangements are, but they're making money.
Uber, according to the... Well, actually, I'll get back to Uber's press release, because I think they're going to get into it there. This is more focusing on what the drivers are saying, but some companies are scrambling to figure out how to comply. In December, sports website SB Nation announced it would terminate contracts with hundreds of freelancers in light of California's new labor law. Sorry, guys. You're fired.
Wow.
Bradley Geiser and Will Griffith are a couple of those freelance writers. They've contributed interviews, commentary, and reporting to the Sacramento Kings blog, Sacktown Royalty, for the last 5 years. Geiser says writing for the blog isn't just about making money on the side. He says it's also allowed him to raise his profile as a sports writer. He said, "I don't think I would be where I am trying to be a writer today without the opportunity they gave me." Vox Media, which owns SB Nation, did not respond to a request for comment. The company says it plans to replace freelancers with a staff of full-time employees, but just how many remains unknown. The new law does provide a specific carve-out for freelancers. They can contribute up to 35 submissions per year to a single outlet and still be considered contractors. But a lawsuit filed in federal court by journalism and photography associations argues the law violates the First Amendment. While the two Sacramento area writers aren't involved in the suit, Griffith says he supports it. Quote, "If you can't hold Uber and Lyft's feet to the flames and the laws affecting people that it really wasn't supposed to affect, then something needs to be changed and quick," he says. So sounds like companies that don't have the money to hire armies of attorneys are just, you know, running scared from this law.
Yeah, sure.
While Uber and Lyft, on the other hand, are doubling down.
And I'm just thinking, like, you know, what other industries is this going to affect, right? I know a majority of, you know, hair and nail salons, those are contracts, right? So, so you're a contractor, you rent the seats from the salon owner or whatever, you know, that kind of thing. So you are a contractor in that way. And there's a whole bunch of other types of contracting work that, you know, sounds like are going to also get pulled into this from what we've learned thus far.
Well, it's important to take Uber and Lyft down and, you know, anything new and productive.
Contrary to some of the rhetoric, this is Uber's press release about AB5, which is the law that they're challenging out there. AB5 does not automatically reclassify any rideshare drivers from independent contractors to employees. It does not provide drivers with benefits, nor does it give drivers the right to organize. In fact, the bill currently says nothing about rideshare drivers. What AB5 does do is fairly straightforward. It inserts into the California Labor Code a new legal test that must be used when determining whether a worker is classified as an independent contractor or employee. And that legal test is already the law of the state since California Supreme Court handed down its decision in Dynamex over a year ago. That legal test, called the ABC test, certainly sets a higher bar for companies to demonstrate that independent workers are indeed independent. Under that three-part test, arguably the highest bar is that a company must prove that contractors are doing work, quote, "outside the usual course," unquote, of its business. But just because the test is hard doesn't mean that we won't be able to pass it. In fact, several previous rulings have found that drivers' work is outside the usual course of Uber's business, which is serving as a technology platform for several different types of digital marketplaces. Meaning, like, they're driving food, right?
Yeah,
they're
Uber, Uber Eats.
Eats. Right. They're driving people around. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. A little bit more from their head attorney. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Maybe you work in the ride-sharing economy and you want to comment on these drivers that are suing these ride-sharing companies out in California. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind, or maybe you're an angry taxi cabbie. We'd love to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. I can definitely.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We are talking about the latest lawsuit against ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft. Some drivers out in California once again claiming that they believe they should be considered employees. Why? Well, because they don't like having to be able to set their own hours and not get benefits, essentially. That's what it really all boils down to. They want to be able to tell these companies how they should do their business, even though they've already agreed to the terms of service and their driver agreement or, you know, whatever paperwork.
It's such a helpless mentality, though.
It's pathetic.
Like, I don't. Go, like, okay.
Get a job.
Do go find that situation. If you don't like the situation that you're in, guess what? You're empowered. You have the ability to think for yourself and change your situation.
It's really not that hard to find a job, from best I can tell. I mean, unemployment is the lowest in America as it's been in a very long time. I've heard ever, but whatever. Getting a job isn't that difficult if you want set hours. Where
you
somebody
want
tells
benefits,
you when to show up.
You want, you know, yeah. Insurance, all that kind of stuff.
It's out there.
But how can they get a job where they don't have
to
show up?
They just want to bring down Uber. Yeah. They were successful, and it's a big company, and corporations are ruining the world and stuff.
So a little bit more here, and then we will change gears and get into the Chevy Volt being hacked. Captain Kickass has that story. But a little bit more here. This is actually Uber's press release. So we've read the news pieces here, which, of course, you know, interview the attorneys and the drivers. And, you know, we've heard a lot of whining so far. And I want to preface this discussion that I don't support everything Uber does. I'm a critic of some of their business practices. But one thing I do support is that a company should be able to contract with their workers in whatever way they want to contract.
Yeah.
Okay? And I don't even care if, you know, because there's all these tests about whether or not you're an employee or whether you're a contractor. I don't care if you are doing something that is within the bailiwick of that company, meaning, you know, Uber's arguing, oh, well, we're not a driver's company. We're just a technology company. So,
right.
Therefore, we're not, you know, the drivers aren't, they're contractors because we don't have drivers, that kind of thing. I don't care. I think that if you are a company and you want to have contractors instead of employees and you make it clear to them, hey, you're a contractor, you're not an employee, and they sign that agreement, then that should be the end of it. But that's where these government goons come in, and they, you know, just ruin
They just don't
things.
Like it when people make their own agreements with each other.
Right. So this is about AB5, which is the House bill out in California that ultimately passed that attempts to put even more constrictions and a more difficult test on determining whether or not a person is an employee, meaning it's more slanted towards the person being an employee than being a contractor. Essentially, they would like to outlaw contract work in California, but they probably don't think they can get away with that at a nationwide level. But they say here that AB5 actually limits the Supreme Court ruling. Due to 11th-hour amendments to the bill, many industries are now exempt from this new ABC test that AB5 is codifying in state law. Governor Newsom has already committed to sign this bill, which will go in effect in January. It did last week, as we learned, because we continue to believe drivers are properly classified as independent, and because we'll continue to be responsive to what the vast majority of drivers tell us they want. That is, what they want most, he says, is flexibility. Drivers will not be automatically reclassified as employees even after January of next year. So they're just basically saying, look, we're doing what our drivers want. Okay, yeah, there's 30 people over here filing the lawsuit, but here's 300,000 of them who are totally fine
right.
with what we're doing.
Right.
300, you know.
We know they're totally fine because they're continuing to go to work.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's going to work under any circumstances making as much as they'd love to make.
Right.
That just doesn't happen. That's not the way pricing works, ladies and gentlemen. And what your paycheck is just pricing for your labor. I mean, pricing means that the person selling gets less than they would like to get, and the person buying pays more than they'd like to pay.
I'm sorry, 200,000 according to the press release, but that's still a lot
yeah.
of people. He says today the drivers have control over when, where, and how they work. They can choose to work for any of our competitors at the same time, and many do. And that's true. Around here, you see it. You see it there, too. Lyft and Uber stickers on these cars.
And if you start getting into classifying these folks as employees, then you've got non-compete clauses
right.
and all that kind of stuff.
That's a great point. So is that what these people who are filing the lawsuit really want?
Those people that are filing the lawsuit, in all likelihood, when you're talking 30 people out of 200,000, are likely just plants.
I think you're right about that. I had not considered that before, but when you brought that up tonight, that these are just labor activists who went and got a gig, well, that way they could file a lawsuit. I think you're dead on. I think that's the best explanation.
Either that or they're just morons.
Labor has...
yeah, but they found morons who found an attorney in this case.
Labor's had a lot of recent wins and successes, and they're trying to make a comeback. And, you know, the press is out there that the nation's better off because, you know, labor from the 50s and 60s. And I don't know. I mean, I've heard...
By labor, you mean unions.
Yeah, union. Yeah. I've heard arguments for and against. I don't know the answer. But in this circumstance, I can tell you that this doesn't make a lot of sense. So I get unions for pipe fitters who are working on nuclear power plants. I can see that, but I don't really get a labor union for people who are driving cars, which is what all of us do all the time. I mean, it's not a skill.
The union organizers certainly would like to be a union because they get paid to just sit around and organize.
Yeah, sure.
Or whatever.
Well, they're basically management. They're basically management of a management company.
In the U.S., 92% of drivers drive less than 40 hours per week. Again, talking about Uber here. And 45% of their drivers drive less than 10 hours per week. So almost half. We're only, you know, minimal part-time on this. He says this would change dramatically if they were employees. We will continue to defend the innovation that makes that kind of choice, flexibility, and independence a reality for over 200,000 drivers in California. He says, lastly, a few words about our plans going forward. We will continue advocating for a compromise agreement, and we are encouraged by the governor's comments as well as the Wall Street Journal that he's fully committed to negotiating a solution. But we're still pursuing several legal and political options, including working with Lyft, that's their competition, and other internet platform companies to lay the groundwork for a statewide ballot initiative in 2020. Uber and Lyft together have already transferred $60 million into a campaign committee account, and we're open to investing more to put us in the strongest position possible to run a winning campaign. And that's going to be tough, you know, because it's California, where people are not exactly free market-minded in general, so it could be a mistake to try to open this thing up to a vote, because that may indicate that the people of California have disagreed with Uber and Lyft. The people of California have given them a spanking and sent them home. You know, I don't know how it's going to play out or if they can even qualify for the ballot, but looks like they feel that that's a good way to go with $60 million into this campaign coffers.
Yeah. I wouldn't trust the voters of California or, frankly, the voters
anywhere,
of any place.
Anywhere.
Because when you start asking people's opinion that don't have a stake in something,
right,
you start getting some really crappy opinions.
Oh, yeah.
I think all the dogs should get a dog treat and a hug right now. Well, get out there and buy a bunch of dog treats and start hugging the dog. That's a lot of work. Well, then shut up.
All right. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, can your car be hacked? Apparently, the Chevy Volt is particularly susceptible.
And it's spying on you.
We'll tell you about it coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he's prepared to testify in the Trump impeachment trial if he is subpoenaed. In a statement, Bolton said that he made the decision with careful consideration. Bolton previously had said he would not testify before the House Intelligence Committee during its impeachment investigation unless he was subpoenaed and a judge ordered him to defy the White House. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the death of General Qasem Soleimani should be welcomed.
We should welcome his death and its complication of Tehran's terrorism industrial complex, but we must remain vigilant and soberly prepare for even further aggression.
The Kentucky Republicans speaking there on Capitol Hill. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 68 points to finish at 28703. The NASDAQ rose 11. The S&P 50. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms there over at discord.lrn.fm, and you can call those, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian here.
The captain.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. Coming up, though, Captain Kickass, you'll be telling us about the hack of the Chevy Volt, which I believe is their electric-only car. We will get into that, but first, since we've been kind of talking about transportation tonight, we'll go first, though, to Ralph in Maine. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk about a surgical procedure that we all kind of, like, take for granted.
Okay.
Male mutilation of genitals, circumcision.
Yep.
Like, what's with that? I mean, why are we doing that?
Well, it's probably the most prescribed for the most problems of any procedure out there. I mean, you'd think this was a cure-all for everything, the way that throughout the years all the virtues of circumcision have been extolled. And frankly, it doesn't have much value. At this point, it's basically good for two things. If your child grows up to be a hobo and doesn't wash himself,
yeah,
it can prevent some sorts of infections in that situation.
Okay.
So, you know, anti-hobo surgery. I don't think any of us have a child with the hopes or expectations they will grow up to be a hobo. You know, the other aspect, it's aesthetic. People are used to seeing that. So they're afraid that for whatever reason their kid won't fit in the locker room, fit in the locker room or something.
How come I don't look like daddy and that kind of thing, right?
Right.
I don't know if that answers the question, though. I think you asked why, Ralph. And
yeah,
if I recall correctly, there was a push by certain anti-self-pleasuring Christian do-gooders, particularly men named Kellogg and Graham.
Correct.
The
Graham
very
Packers,
same.
Kellogg cereal.
Yeah. Yeah, those people who were really not a fun couple of guys, apparently, and they believed that young males should be prevented and older males and every male should be should not be pleasuring themselves, and they believed that this removing of however many hundreds of thousands or millions of nerve endings. I don't know how many they got in there, but there's a lot, right? Like, you're literally removing nerve endings from one of the most sensitive regions of a man's body.
Yep.
That they thought, oh, well, we're just going to get rid of all these nerve endings.
And stop masturbation.
And men will stop touching themselves.
Yeah.
And this caller nails it, though. I mean, it's baby mutilation.
That's absolutely what it is.
Absolutely what it is.
Right. I wouldn't put it on the scale of what goes on in places in Africa.
You mean female genital mutilation?
But every part of saying that, male genital mutilation, is accurate.
Yeah.
Well, and not to mention it's a big moneymaker for the medical establishment.
Is it really?
It's set up by Rockefeller. Yeah, it's about $600 plus. And, around the late 18th century, that when these doctors recommended as a cure for masturbation, the queen even knighted her top doctor for recommending it. Meanwhile, the Rockefeller medical field, like, you know, herbs, homeopathy, all the other modalities of healing were pushed aside in favor of the what we call now allopathic medicine, which is drugs and surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, it's a moneymaker. You know what? If that has been discounted about the masturbation thing, why are we just like giving our children to this horrible practice of just mutilating them when they're born? I mean, what pain, you know, what does that cause psychologically?
And yeah, and the first thing
I know
thing
there's
is
some international outfits, the Council of Violence Against Children, who are against it, the German Academy for Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine.
Yeah, there's other organizations, too, that are called
really, it belongs back in the heart of sub-Saharan Africa where it originated. And we got to start standing up for our young boys. And
I don't think we have to go so far as
female genital mutilation.
I don't think you can hear you.
I don't think you can hear
anything. Nobody talks about male genital mutilation. That's what.
Thank you, Ralph. Definitely appreciate that. Thanks for the call tonight.
I don't think we need to stand up with any of the stuff saying, you know, it could cause psychological damage. That could be easily checked. And I think
could
that
it? How?
What you take a test group of people who have been circumcised and people who have not been circumcised, and you check and see how many times they've been to prison. I mean, you know, what do they act out on?
Mm-hmm.
How many times have they been arrested? This would be relatively easy to see because we know how childhood trauma works. I tend to think that is just spurious stuff that's thrown into the mix. But here's a factoid for you. All medical procedures have risk.
And by factoid, you mean something that appears to be true but is not, or
no,
a factoid that is a small little fact?
Yeah, it's a little fact.
Okay.
I mean, factoid almost doesn't mean what it used to mean.
Yeah.
It now means the opposite.
So give me the number. What was it again?
All medical procedures have risk.
That's right.
And that means some children die every year from infections having to do with circumcision.
Has to mean that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to presume otherwise sounds like a pretty Pollyanna-ish stance. So what percentage chance do you want to take for your kid to die so that his wingding looks like what you think they should look like?
In my opinion, it's a horrific and barbaric practice that should go the way of the dodo.
And also this is the way God made it. Mm-hmm. And if you go and you change it, you're saying that God made a mistake. And, you know, I mean, that's just... Look, I know there's religions based around doing the cutting and stuff. Those religions are wrong. I'm going to go on the record. All right? You have a religious ceremony. Don't cut your kid up for kicks.
Right. I mean, you could do it later if you wanted to.
Yeah, like, right? Like you well, know, let a kid grow up and decide, right?
Some people have to have it, right? There's sometimes a kid's, you know, the part in the front there doesn't open up enough.
Uh-huh.
And so when it slides back, it's uncomfortable and these sorts of things. We have a medical procedure included in plastic surgery, in the arena of plastic surgery, to handle that. And it'll be fine. Everything's okay. There's a variety of things that can be done, including ointments and stuff like that to avoid it. But, I mean, you're talking about a small percentage of kids that are going to need this particular procedure, so you don't need to do a preemptive procedure that has risk.
And isn't circumcision, like, you know, religion-fueled?
Right? A lot of it.
It came from originally.
But not so much these days. It's just common now.
Yeah, it's just the way it's done. But I mean, becoming a lot less common.
What happened when you... Now, you had Jack outside of the hospital.
Let's not talk about my family.
Right? I was just going to ask, like, you know, in most hospitals, is it like, check here if you want to be, you know, have the baby circumcised? Because that's why I was going to say, I can't really ask you because you didn't have a baby in the hospital.
My wife did not have a baby in the hospital, and we had decided that we were going to, you know, go with the whole intact thing because we didn't want to take any... You know, why? Why do that?
But I'm just wondering, what happens with most parents? Because most people go to a hospital. Is it one of those things where it's like, well, we're just going to do it by default and you have to opt out, or do all these people opt in? Is it some sort of a consensual thing?
The terminology mutilation, I think, is probably pretty correct. There tends to be more, less straightness in kids that are not intact than ones that are. So, I mean, you can't do a perfect cut, so there's pulling more on one side than the other. And what's it do? It creates some bins.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to talk about it, you can. Now, obviously, you know, we can't get into too much detail on the radio about these matters, but this is a clinical discussion, I think, so it's okay. We're not trying to pander.
Most people
whatever.
Deal with this question in their lives.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, I wasn't given the choice, and I suspect most of us were not.
Me neither.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. And, whew, boy, has it been a good 24 hours. Good last several days for Bitcoin. The price right now as we are performing this episode of Free Talk Live is $7,874 per Bitcoin. Now, that is up in just the last 24 hours, nearly $500. Bitcoin. Oops, I keep doing this one, Captain. I'm so sorry. Try that.
You cannot silence the Captain.
No. Yes, sir.
Bitcoin, I thought you were dead.
Now, it's doing great, actually, over the last week. It's up nearly not quite $1,000. Well, it did dip below 7,000 at one point. So, yeah, it's up over $1,000 in the last 5 days, basically.
Yeah, I made a meme about that once. It was a really well-done artist sketch of Snake Plissken of Escape from New York. And, you know, he wears the patch over when I... So what I did is I superimposed the Bitcoin logo onto the patch, right? And so it was just this picture of Snake Plissken. It said, "Bitcoin, I thought you were dead." And it was like, "Bitcoin, the Snake Plissken of cryptocurrency."
All right. I've never heard Bitcoin likened to Snake Plissken, but I do love Snake Plissken, and I do love Bitcoin.
I thought you were dead.
So if you're interested in cryptocurrency, look, it's still the early days, even though it's been 11 years since Bitcoin has come out. By the way, happy birthday, Bitcoin. It's that time of the year.
Oh, yeah. Sure is.
I think it's like right around now, actually. It might have been the 3rd or something like that, January,
something like that.
Somewhere in this range.
It's very early.
Yeah. This is the week of the release of the Bitcoin code by Satoshi Nakamoto back in 2009, and it was worth nothing then.
Right. I keep on seeing experts that are looking at the price of Bitcoin and they used to say Bitcoin's dead, Bitcoin's dead, Bitcoin's dead.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't see them saying that anymore.
Really?
Now they say things like, "Well, Bitcoin's volatile," and I'll go with that. But you know, I mean, if Bitcoin continues on the sort of patterns that it has been on, and I don't know whether it will, but if it does, you can expect in the next couple of years that it tops out at like $115,000 and never sees $20,000 again. So presumably Bitcoin's on sale right now.
Yep.
Now, I don't know. And Bitcoin kind of market sets for the rest of the cryptos these days. I don't know whether Bitcoin's just going to go crash and burn and another one of the cryptos is going to take its place. There's could no be. Way to say to this, say anything about this.
Could be, but either way, whether you're going to get Bitcoin, BTC, or one of the alternatives, or several of the alternatives, like Dash, or Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Ravencoin, and others, you ought to go get the Edge wallet. It'll allow you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies. It's available for iOS and Android devices. And you can go and secure your freedom. This is a veteran team. They've been building wallets since 2014 for cryptocurrency. They started with Bitcoin way back in when that was really the only choice. And now they've got this great multi-crypto wallet called Edge. You go to edge.app. You can learn more about the technology behind Edge. And just go straight to your iOS or Android App Store, Play Store, and download Edge Wallet and get started. It's super easy to do. And as I said, it is not too late. Remember, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin to get into cryptocurrency.
Yeah, that's one of the most common misconceptions about Bitcoin. Oh, I can never afford one.
Right.
You don't have to buy one.
Got 20 bucks?
Yeah, you can buy just 20 bucks worth of it.
You know? So you can do that. And you can buy it through the app, as a matter of fact. So they make it super easy. Edge.app, go learn more about that. We've been talking overarchingly tonight about transportation industry related issues. We discussed Uber and Lyft and their new challenges out in California fighting against labor unions and government goons and taxi cab companies and such. But now let's change into the story about the Chevy Volt. This is the electric-only car. And, Mark, you've got an electric, not electric-only, but you've got an electric hybrid, right?
We have a hybrid, yeah. Plug-in hybrid.
Did you look at the Volt? Did you consider going all electric when you made that buy?
We make a cross-country trip every single year.
Yeah, not going
to
cut it.
And I'm not interested in trying to find plugs every 200 miles, to if that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure that these are the right vehicles for some people. They just weren't for
city dwellers,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
For folks who don't commute very far, that type of a thing.
Right.
What do we need to know, Captain Kikas?
So I ran across this article because I'm always interested in, you know, privacy. And this came across one of my feeds about spying, ironically enough. But the article headline is, Washington Post hacked into a Chevy Volt to show how much cars are spying on their owners. So it turns out your car is, you know, basically a computer littered with software and electronics of all types, sensors of all different types.
Right.
What happens to that data? Where does it go? Who collects it? These are all really good questions that this particular article points out.
Well, I know that our Friday night co-host, Chris Wade from ThinkPenguin.com, who's a super privacy-oriented kind of guy, like when you want to get somebody's opinion who knows a thing or two about this stuff, he's the guy to go to. And I know he was telling me the other day, I don't know if you were there for this conversation, but he was saying that he wants to buy another car from 2005 specifically, because after that point, they really started going heavy into more computerization. Obviously, they had computers in the cars around them, too, but they got it in, you know, even more to where there's, like, black boxes now in cars that are recording all the data.
Get a 76 Jimny four-wheel drive. That's your bug-out vehicle, baby.
But he wanted to buy another 2005 certain type of car before they put in this, like, internet black box that, you know, he said they had black boxes prior to that, but those black boxes just recorded the data and kept it in the car, but after 2005 they started to transmit the data, like if you hook your cell phone up or whatever to your, you know, what do they call the package where you get the computer and the dashboard or whatever.
I don't know what you call it.
Whatever that is. You've got it in your car, Mark. Those punch screens or touch screen
the
computers.
The touch screen in the car,
You link up your cell phone with that? Well, they're using your internet connection to upload data about you, apparently.
Yes, they are. Sure.
And so he said he wanted to buy another car. So even though he doesn't actually need a car right now, he just wants to get an older car so he can garage it. That way when his current car dies, he can go back to this same, you know, model car or this older car and not have to get a newer one.
Yeah, that's smart thinking. Maybe. In my opinion,
I don't know that I want to let a car sit. It's not good for them. They're vehicles that are intended to move.
Well, maybe he'll drive it around a little bit. I don't
probably
know.
A good idea.
You do have to maintain it. But this is from CarAndDriver.com. Your car is collecting and transmitting a lot more data than you think, as this investigation graphically depicts. The Washington Post published an investigative report today. in which it gets a hacker to figure out just what kind of information OnStar and a randomly selected 2017 model car's internal computers are collecting. A lot, it turns out, including saving pictures of your contacts and logging where you go. There are ways to limit how much data your car collects, but they're not obvious, the paper concludes. Mm-hmm. And the tinfoil treatment humorously shown in the accompanying photo won't do the trick. They do have like a, looks like a Prius that
wrap
somebody's
the car
wrapped in tinfoil. It's pretty hilarious.
That doesn't sound very safe.
It looks like he had his kid do it, you know what I mean? It's all kind of poorly done.
Wrap your windshield in tinfoil, not a good plan.
It's easy to count up the benefits to connected cars, from using your phone to warming up the cabin on a winter day to setting the speed limits for the new teenage drivers in your household.
Yes.
Telematics can make life a bit easier, but you're probably not surprised.
There's a dark side
here that these upsides come with some potential downsides as well.
Yeah.
This was proven in a big way by Washington Post tech columnist Jeffrey Fowler, who dug into just how much information his test car, a 2017 Chevy Volt, is collecting. Perhaps more important, though, Fowler wanted to see just how much information GM is getting from its connected cars.
So they randomly chose the Volt. This didn't have specifically to do with the Volt. It said in the very first paragraph
right.
that this was a random choice.
Right.
So this, if they're doing it with the Volt, they're doing it with their whole line, just to be clear.
Yeah. And I think that they alluded to specifically OnStar-style stuff, mm-hmm. but we'll find out more here in a second.
OnStar has always taken the brunt force of this particular complaint for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine that, say, Google Auto. Do you know about this app, Ian?
You have it on your phone.
I have it on my phone, and it's an app that basically interfaces with the automobile mm-hmm. to help you get Waze right on that screen and all that stuff.
So Google's doing the same stuff.
I mean, let's be serious
yeah.
here. Who are we talking about?
Right. Yeah.
We're talking about the biggest information company on the planet.
Yeah.
Yes, they want to. They know exactly where I've been all the time. I can go look.
Yeah, and OnStar.
They'll show me.
As you said, OnStar gets the brunt of it, but that's because they were the first to market with, you know, a in-car assistance.
Yeah.
You know, package. And so even if you don't have OnStar, you can probably bet that the guts of this system is still in your car. And like you said, if you connect Google to it, poof, it's going to grab all that data yep. and upload it to their cloud instead of OnStar's. So we'll continue with the story yep. here in moments. And if you want to weigh in on, you know, the lack of privacy, this is the world that we live in today. You've got to spend time. You've got to spend effort. You've got to spend money to achieve privacy. And in these cases, they say there's ways to turn, you know, certain ways to turn this stuff off, but how do you really know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you hit the little toggle switch, some deep menu that you found. But that doesn't mean it's actually turned off. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At 2CN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.